Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Gam. First, the main points. The Cameroon government has dismissed rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya. Six councils in Cameroon will soon begin benefiting from the 189 billion CFA France grant from the World Bank as part of the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project. In sports, the new director of the Yaoundé, Parku Vita, has been instructed to initiate innovative programs to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroon sports. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya, have been dispelled by the government. Editorialist George Kelong now says at a time when Cameroonians ought to get more involved in meeting the development challenges, it is worthless spreading such baseless rumors or trying to make political capital out of them.
Before a series of refutals were issued, social media platforms and even conversations here and there were dominated by the baseless rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya. On the whole, the agitations could only tell the story of individuals who are misguided, unscrupulous, and depraved. That some members of the political class got so excited by the rumors can only be mind-boggling. Yes, have we descended so low to the extent that individuals, some of whom are politicians, pray for and gloat over any misfortune that befalls anyone, talk less of the person chosen by the people to lead them? As human beings, we need not be told that no one will live forever, given that the Holy Book teaches that there is an appointed time for every person to be born and a time to die. But that time cannot be decided or determined by any human being. Even those who were about to roll out the drums to celebrate certainly do not know what the future holds for them. Thus, rather than take interest in issues that are not of benefit to anyone or to the nation, Cameroonians ought to be more preoccupied with what they can individually or collectively contribute towards meeting the development challenges the country is facing. In this pre-electoral year, politicians will definitely be doing themselves much good by working out strategies that may appeal to the electorate in due course. If they are wasting precious time on futile debates on constitutional provisions, they may be seen to only be waiting for manna from heaven.
Editorialist George Kelong reporting. The Cameroon government, through its Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, is benefiting from about 189 billion CFA France grant from the World Bank to help empower some of its councils to better adopt climate resilient development approaches and ameliorate local governance. The information was disclosed this evening in Yaoundé by Minister Georges Elangarobam during a press conference to officially present the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project Prologue to the public. Here now is an excerpt of Minister Georges Elangarobam's press declaration, where he states how the close to 189 billion CFA France will be distributed to councils in the three northern regions, the east, the northwest, and the southwest regions.
Each of the 360 municipalities receives 100 million CFA francs each year. Each of the 14 city councils, an envelope of 284 million CFA francs, and each of the regional councils, an envelope of 1 billion CFA francs. The performance-based grant initiative by the government through the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project, PROLOGT, will provide an additional envelope of 28.3 billion CFA francs for a period of 3 years for the benefit of eligible regional and local authorities on the basis of their achievement of performance indicators, not only in terms of local governance, but also in terms of the delivery of services to the population.
That was the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilangarobam. Karen Kubong now has the report.
The Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project concerns councils in the three northern regions of Cameroon, the East, Northwest, and Southwest regions. Through the World Bank-sponsored project implemented by the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, municipal authorities are being empowered as essential actors in Cameroon's sustainable development drive, where they would receive an annual envelope of 100 million CFA francs for 5 years. City councils, on their part, will be allocated 284 million CFA francs yearly, while regional councils will take home a 1 billion CFA francs annual package for 5 years, expected to all be meticulously utilized to solve pressing socioeconomic and environmental needs of various council areas, while calling on local authorities in the selected regions to adopt and implement sustainable city construction plans that can withstand disasters. Minister George Ilangarobam noted that an additional 28.3 billion CFA francs will be allocated to highest performing councils within 3 years of the 5-year project as reward.
In other news, some Northwest members of parliament have expressed their readiness to support in the execution of projects earmarked for the region. They were speaking in Yaoundé today during a meeting with the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kejakotes, and a delegation of CPDM members of parliament from the Northwest, led by Honorable Jingo Musa. Ghislaine Kowa of CRTV Center tells us more.
Government's resolve to modernize cities across the country has become a national concern. It is under this backdrop that the delegation of CPDM members of parliament from the Northwest region met in Yaoundé with the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kejakotes, to discuss, amongst others, on how to support and guide development projects in their region. Honorable Jingu Musa Buto, who led the delegation of MPs, highlight.
Our main reason of coming to meet the Minister of West to try to also to use the opportunity to guide her on how issues can be implemented in the Northwest region. And then we are ready to support her, to guide her in any process that he wants us to do so that the projects will be realized in the Northwest region. We have to talk especially on an issue like the gas plant, which has been put in the Northwest region. It's a very giant project. It was concerned the whole nation.
At the end of the meeting, the minister congratulated Kambe for emerging the second cleanest city in the country, while disclosing that the next Habitat Day will be celebrated in Bamenda. Ghislaine Kowa, CRTV News Center.
Minister Celestine Kejakotes, in the following excerpt of an interview, comes back to the raison d'etre of the meeting. Take a listen.
I was very happy to receive MPs of the Northwest region, and I've told them that I'm also happy that they pointed out the situation according to Daring World or housing situation, but also they bring to me some solution, because they're talking about a security problem, but they are ready to support the company at the ground to make sure that all these important programs, mainly C2D program that we have launched in Bamenda, more than 40 billion that will enter the region. So I'm happy to see that we are working hand into hand to make sure that the modernization of the cities wished by the head of state is true also in the Northwest.
That was the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kejakotes. Elsewhere, 15 people are reported dead and 10 others injured following a road accident that occurred this morning in Kombe Sangmalima subdivision in the Jant Lobo division of the South region. This following a head-on collision between a trailer and a bus belonging to the Galaxy Public Transport Agency that had 23 people on board. Clarence Azeh tells us more from CRTV South.
According to eyewitness account, the fatal accident occurred at about 7:30 a.m. this Wednesday at a bend in Kombe.
L'accident qui se produit, c'est
the direction of the truck was from Yaoundé, while the bus was from Samblima. I only heard a loud noise, and when I turned and went closer, I saw a man screaming. So I alerted my children, who came and immediately started rescuing those who were still alive. On the site, the rubble of the heavy-duty truck matriculated LTSR57280 and the bus CE0440A tell of how violent the collision was, informed South Governor Felix Ngelengele, alongside the commander of the South Gendarmerie Legion. The regional delegate for national security, Anja and Lobo Ezio, quickly rushed to the side of the hecatomb to assess the situation.
We recorded close to 15 persons declared dead. We want to appeal to the conscience of those who drive on these roads. They have to be responsible. We took measures to ensure that those who were transported to the hospital should be taken care of.
The 15 dead bodies are lying in the morgue of the Samblima Referral Hospital, and the 10 survivors are battling with threatening injuries at the emergency unit of the same health facility. Governor Felix Ngelengele has instructed that they be administered medical care free of charge. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Kombe, Samblima.
Elsewhere, taxpayers of Littoral 2 have been sensitized to the need to declare beneficial owners of their structures as a means to fight against money laundering and promote transparency of companies. This comes as one of the reforms in the 2023 financial law, which many taxpayers are said to have not aligned to. Roslyn Fossa reports from CRTV Littoral.
Many transparency institutions had put Cameroon on a grey list due to financial opacity, money laundering, and transparency of companies. The 2023 financial law then introduced a new fiscal obligation in a bid to tackle these lapses. Joseph Tanyi Bianyo heads the Tax Intelligence Brigade.
This new obligation requires companies to determine their beneficial owner, keep an internal register of beneficial owners, and file a copy of that register with the tax authority.
Months after the deadline, the General Directorate of Taxation launched a national campaign since September 30. Taxpayers in the Littoral 2 region who are still lagging behind have met to know more about the procedure.
Taxpayers were required to file their beneficial ownership declaration with the National Register. There is a National Register of Beneficial Owners which has been created.
Participants attest to have a better understanding of the declaration platform. Judith Basung Dikmu.
Now that we have been told what it is, I'm sure we want to pick up from there and start declaring. And especially given that they have told us the penalty is 5 million, it's too much, it's scary. So we want to declare.
The sensitization campaign will follow suit with the external region in Bonaberry. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. In sports, the new director of the Yaoundé Parcours Vita, Edouard Mewoli José Bonaventure, has been challenged to initiate innovative programs to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroonian sports. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele Kombi, was speaking this afternoon in Yaoundé while commissioning the recently appointed director into his new functions. Ben Collins Nyoiberiwo has the details in this report.
This planet of the Yaoundé Parcours Vita resonated with the beautiful melodies of Vangelis, Conquest of Paradise, as family members, friends and colleagues gathered to celebrate the appointment of Edouard Mewoli José Bonaventure as the new director of the sports facility, effective August 28, 2024. He succeeds Mrs. Zanga Stephanie Nicole, who expertly led the Parcours Vita since 2010. During the installation ceremony, Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Mwele Kombi expressed gratitude to the outgoing director for her remarkable achievements and challenged the incoming director to elevate the facility standards, making it a benchmark in the country. The Yaoundé Parcours Vita, established in 1988, and sprawling across 22 hectares, welcomes approximately 4,000 visitors weekly, catering to various sports disciplines. As the new director takes office, expectations are high for innovative programs and initiatives to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroonian sports. With Ezwa Miwoli Joseph Bonaventure's leadership, the Yaounde Parku Vita is poised to become a hub for sports excellence, fostering talent and promoting a healthy lifestyle among locals.
Ben Collins Nyoiberiwo putting a cap on this edition of the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Gam.